back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, going to another unfavorite individual, we've already talked about Matt Gaetz, Kevin McCarthy, Tucker Carlson. How about Marjorie Taylor Greene? Marjorie Taylor Greene, the she-wolf of the QAnon right, Marjorie Taylor Greene, got into an argument on Twitter with Ruben Gallego, former Marine, Democratic congressman, good guy. And the level of language in this, you know, we're used to people getting up and saying the honorable gentleman or the honorable gentlewoman says this about taxes, and I respectfully disagree with the honorable gentleman. Hey, word, dude, that has gone out the window. Listen to this exchange. So Green, She-Wolf, QAnon, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Georgia, thrown off of all committees for tweeting approval of the assassination of Nancy Pelosi. And before that, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, she should be in prison. Somehow she's in Congress. That area of Georgia likes that kind of thing, apparently. Not going to do him any good. Not going to do him any good anyway. She goes on, she tweets out, "The Democrats are the enemy within." That's what she tweets out. In other words, member of Congress, and she says the opposing party are the enemy within, which is a code used during the Second World War, basically for racial slurs, anti-communist slurs, that kind of thing. Ruben Gallego doesn't put up with that kind of stuff. Former Marine, Ruben Gallego posts, "You are an insurrectionist. You collaborated with the insurrectionists because there was good proof that some Democratic, strike that, some Republican members of Congress gave tours of the Capitol on January 5th, pointing different stuff out. Then on January 6th, not Marjorie Taylor Greene, but Lauren Boebert, Colorado, tweeted out, Nancy Pelosi has left the chamber, meaning, okay, now you know where else to get her. I think that the U.S. attorney has got to look very seriously at doing something with Lauren Boebert. I don't know if Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeted anything out that day, so I'm not going to say she did. I have no proof she did. But she clearly supported the insurrectionists, spoke approvingly of them. So Gallego says, you are insurrectionist. Greene goes back and says, Marjorie Taylor Greene, you are a coward. And she questioned his masculinity. I mean, this guy, this is Congress. And then here is the beauty. Here is the beauty. Gallego goes back and he goes, quote, this is in a tweet, is written. You can Google this. I was trying to figure out what type of pen to stab your friends with if they overran us on the floor. So please shut your seditious QAnon lying mouth. Now, look, if you're in middle school, you wouldn't know some of those words. You might do some stuff. High school, who knows? I never heard anybody in the Navy say stuff like that. And I never heard anybody when they became adults have to say something like that. So when you call somebody like Marjorie Taylor Greene, call Democrats their enemy within, cowards, question their masculinity, accuse them of treason, Ruben Gallego had enough. He said that, quote, I was trying to figure out what type of pen to stab your friends with if they overran us on the floor. So please shut your seditious QAnon lying mouth. Then they go back and forth some more. And Gallego goes, well, I've got to go to a committee hearing. You wouldn't know what that is because you've been thrown off all your committees. I mean, you know, this is the Congress. This is the Congress of the United States. When I was growing up, they would say the honorable gentleman said this about taxes. I disagree with the honorable gentleman. Now you know why Nancy Pelosi has a metal detector. If these people were armed, at some point, Marjorie Taylor Greene would pull out her shooter. She would. Lauren Boebert certainly would. Ruben Gallego knows how to use a shooter since he was a Marine. We don't need this. This is the Congress. For Pete's sake, check it at the door. Leave it in the locker room. Leave it in the locker room. Put it all on the field, but leave it in the locker room. We don't need that kind of stuff. That's what you get when you have Marjorie Taylor Greene in there. There's some information that Trump is very worried, Donald Trump, about the federal warrant, the execution by FBI agents for electronic, for computers, for phones, for any electronic instruments in Giuliani's apartment. And it comes out, Giuliani has demanded that Trump fund his legal defense. Because, you know, you think you hire a lawyer in Wisconsin, do a will in a small town, blah, blah, blah. You hire these people to defend white-collar crime cases where something like Giuliani can go to prison. You're going to find bills in the many millions. They're going to have a lot of people on it, researching it 24/7 and so forth. Trump is very worried what's going to be found on his computers, on Giuliani's computers and phones. Giuliani's saying, all right, then fund my legal defense. I don't know if Trump will fund his legal defense. I think Trump could probably make a few phone calls. There are Republican donors who will fund Giuliani's legal defense. After all, there are Republican donors who are funding the crooked audit of the election where original ballots are being tampered with in Arizona as we speak by a guy who is pro-QAnon and has already said that it's a rigged election. And then they won't disclose who's funding it or how much. There are people in the Republican Party, the donors, who would write a $10 million check the way you would write a $10 check. Quite literally, quite literally. So look to Giuliani to get funded. I doubt very seriously you're going to see Trump's name on any checks, but you're going to see Trump support through the people that fund his defense. But the one thing that he can't do, that Trump can't do, is stop the FBI from eventually looking at what was on the computer. And another very interesting breaking news. The prosecutors have asked the judge to designate what's called a special master, an expert, an independent referee, to be the one that initially looks at the data on the computers of Giuliani and the phones. Now, let me give you the background on that. With Michael Cohen, the defense, Cohen's lawyers asked for an independent referee, an independent special master to look at it. And if the special master wrote a confidential report to the judge, said there's nothing there, then the government wouldn't get to look at it. The government went along and agreed. And if the judge appoints an honest person, they are experts, they're pros, some of them are former judges, all of them are very experienced. They are going to order it turned over to the prosecution. The prosecution didn't have to do this. They're doing it to scrupulously stay above politics, to scrupulously signal to everybody in this country this is not a political political prosecution. Giuliani betrayed the country with the Russians and with pro-Russian forces in Ukraine. You have to understand Ukraine. It used to be part of Poland, but the part that's very close to Russia is Russian speakers. They are members of the Russian Orthodox Church, a very fine church, not the Western Church, the Roman Catholic Church. Very fine people. However, they are very pro-Russian. When I went to Russia with the Justice Department to give lectures to lawyers in Russia in 1997. I went to St. Basil's Cathedral in Moscow and St. Isaac's Cathedral in St. Petersburg. I felt very much at home. Two beautiful, beautiful cathedrals. Beautiful, beautiful liturgy. I enjoyed it very much, very much. In Greece and Serbia and a lot of other places have the same thing, and it's terrific. But with Russia, on the eastern part of Ukraine, you blend the Russian speakers with pro-Russian elements, and they would like to split Ukraine. And that they should not be permitted to do. They should not be permitted to do it. And Ukraine is pushing back, and Giuliani conspired with the pro-Russian forces in Ukraine to basically help them split Ukraine. This may very well be on his phone and computer. Trump is very afraid of that because Trump was in bed with the same thing. Trump is pro-Putin, pro-Putin. Anti-RCIA, anti-FBI, pro-Putin. So what's going to happen? Look for Giuliani to have a massive defense paid for somebody whose name you will never find out with Trump's help. And expect a special master to look at the data on the computer, look at the data on the phones, file a report with the judge, say this should definitely be turned over to the prosecution. And then Giuliani, in my view, will be prosecuted. And the question is, how soon will this happen? We're now in May. It will not happen anytime soon. Because once he is indicted, there's plenty of time to prepare. Any trial or plea agreement wouldn't happen until early next year. But stay tuned. It's a very, very serious situation. And I think it bodes ill for Trump. Another issue totally unrelated. This is terrific. We talk about Iran. They just issued a video during a big speech by a leader over there that showed a fake attack of Iran on the U.S. Capitol, blowing it up. There's information internally from Iran that the Revolutionary Guard, they're the predecessors of them, captured our embassy staff and held them for over 400 days back in 1979-80. Remember that? Revolutionary Guard are murderers. They're very dangerous. And the more moderate people in Iran have deferred to them. And now they put out this video. This is supposed to be funny, a backdrop showing the U.S. Capitol being bombed by Iran. It was a fake, of course, and we're trying to negotiate with these people. These people have got to come correct with some respect. If they're going to function as normal countries, they better do it in a normal way, and they better do it real quick. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.